In my experience, designers see the world in a different way, which is exactly why you hire them. The co-founder of the huge social media company Twitter has no MBA. His background is graphic design. Biz Stone is now CEO of an outfit called Jelly. Among its offerings, an app called Super. Mr. Stone, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David, for having me.
So, an opportunity to have some fun. I was just playing with Super here. This is about images and text that you can send other people.
Yeah, it's really about having fun and expressing your opinion. And it turns out people like to express their opinion online. Who knew? We start you off with a declarative phrase like the best or I love, and then you finish it. And then while you're typing, we're magically searching for images in the background. We slide one in for you and you can change it if you want. And then all of a sudden you've created like a little work of art, like a little Barbara Kruger.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's not revolutionary, though, is it? And that's okay.
Exactly. It's not revolutionary. It's not the most innovative thing in the world. It's fun. But what I've realized in 15 years of doing this is that if something is fun, then people will use it. If a lot of people use it, then it has the potential to become important.
How do you create a culture around a new app? Because that's what you need here. You need a community.
You just really watch for patterns. You try to stay out of the way, but when you see certain patterns emerging that you really like, you know, you try to double down on those. You try to say, well, what are they trying to do? Let's build a feature. Or, oh, look what they're doing. Let's highlight that so we can get more of that. That's how you build a culture.
Now, Biz, my father's an English professor who thinks that English majors will rule the earth, but I've also spent a lot of time with graphic designers. They also think differently. I don't know. You think that designers are beginning to rule the earth? I mean, that's your background, right? You're a designer.
Yeah, I started out as an artist, and then I became a graphic designer, and then I became a technologist. Graphic design is really just problem solving in a creative way. And that's sort of taking elements that already exist and putting them together in new ways to make something else. And that gets back to the heart of what Super is. You know, it's just the combination of things that we've put together and the way that we've put them together makes it unique and fun and different. And that really is speaking to the soul of graphic design.
Biz Stone also has a prediction that companies will soon spend most of their advertising money on charity and the rest of their advertising money on bragging about their charity.
Consumers are attracted to products and services that they know have some sort of meaning behind them. So therefore, you shouldn't have your philanthropy department or your corporate social responsibility department off to the side. You should have it bound to your main revenue model such that as your company does well, you do good.
The core of this is making the world a better place, motivating employees and so forth. But clearly, there's a built-in assumption there about consumers. Apparently, consumers want cash on the barrelhead.
Yeah, they really do, and especially millennials. They also choose companies to work for that they know are doing something pro-social. I mean, especially in Silicon Valley, you have people who can work anywhere they want. And for them, it's not about money anymore. It's about, what does this company stand for, and do I like it, and do I want to stand with them?
You think you'll eventually have to apply these principles to the Super app or Jelly? In other words, if it becomes big time and generates a lot of money, that there will have to be a philanthropic component?
Well, we're going to turn Jelly Industries into a B Corp, which changes the definition of value, essentially.
Right. A traditional non-B corporation has to focus quite narrowly on shareholder value. B Corp solves that, essentially.
Exactly. In a C Corp, if a CEO decides to give away money, he's doing a bad job. But in a B Corp, value gets redefined as money plus some sort of pro-social element. So whatever they decide that they want to do, they're held accountable to it. They don't just say they're going to do it. And that's one of the great things, because even the most well-intentioned people can say they want to do something and then just never find the time. But if you're held accountable to it, you really got to do it.
Well, Biz Stone was the co-founder of Twitter. He's now CEO of Jelly. His book is Things a Little Bird Told Me, Confessions of a Creative Mind. Biz, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.